Hello friends, and welcome to episode 4 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. I had a bit of a health scare last week, and it took me a bit of time to think about it and process it and mull it over before I could talk about it in any sort of relaxed way. Last Thursday, as I was getting ready for work, I felt a lump in my breast. And the world stopped spinning for a second. That's what it felt like. I work in a hospital radiology environment as a radiographer, and I actually spend a considerable amount of time doing mammograms and reassuring other women who have felt lumps in their breasts. And yet, now, when the lump was attached to my own body, all of the things I would say to a woman to keep her from freaking out sort of vanished into a cloud of bullshit. And I thought, who am I kidding? This is terrifying. And do I have cancer? Do I have breast cancer? Because breast cancer might just get the better of me. Now, before we move on, let me just say I'm fine. The perks of working in radiology means I was able to get an ultrasound that same day. One of the radiologists actually had a look at my breast. I mean, with the ultrasound, of course. And it's all fine. And it's the lump I felt is completely insignificant. But for a second there, I was bloody terrified. And I thought, wow, if I had breast cancer, that would have sucked. And I realized that despite the fact that I see a lot of people in the worst and most terrified moments of their lives when they think they have a tumor or when they are screaming in pain because they broke something excruciating. Despite seeing that, I take my health for granted. I just assume it's always going to be there, and I shouldn't. And then I started thinking, how do we fix that? But by the time Saturday rolled around, all of those pensive tidbits floating around in my head had completely disappeared, because I was scheduled to work a 12-hour shift in which I would have to see 40 patients for an MRI. And I would have a total of 2 breaks during those 12 hours of 15 minutes each, scheduled, in which I could eat, drink, and pee. Well, no, I can keep a drink at the MRI console, but especially the peeing is a problem. So I tend to try not to drink too much because that just makes me need to pee even more. And at the end of that shift, I was completely convinced that I would be perfectly capable of recording an episode of Mythsterhood of the Travelling Tales, which I co-host with my friend Annika. And in hindsight, what was I thinking? I mean, come on. Now, Saturday sucked in more ways than one, because on top of the 12-hour shift, I spent most of those 12 hours with some pretty serious abdominal pain. I mean, the cause of the pain was totally insignificant. As much of a non-risk to my health as my breast poses. But it didn't feel insignificant, and I spent most of the day walking, standing, and sitting hunched over because I couldn't keep my torso upright without wincing in pain. And I got home from that shift. By that time, the pain had passed. But I was completely unable to show up for that recording and do a good job. So I excused myself, and Annika completely understood. But what was I thinking? Expecting creative output and expecting myself to be able to give enough energy to engage people in a podcast episode. And I find myself doing this a lot. I expect myself to just be able to manage, you'll be fine. Except I always forget that the bill always comes, whether it comes right away or it comes a few days later in the form of a complete and utter burnout. That doesn't matter, but the bill comes. And why do I never think twice about that? Why do I keep letting that happen? I think a big part of that is how we view health. As long as we have a pretty decent-ish health, we tend to think of it as the absence of illness. Having a good health means you don't have like a flu or COVID or a bloody cold, and we're pretty happy with that. But should we be? Because health is so much more than just the absence of disease and injury. A person with a broken foot does have an injury, but he can be perfectly healthy. Someone who doesn't have a disease, is not coughing, sniffling, or vomiting, could be kind of unhealthy. It all depends on the state of their body, and that is about so much more than sick or not sick. Health is not like a binary thing. You either have it or you don't. Health is comprised of so many components. Are you rested enough? Are you sleeping well? Because enough sleep is needed for your brain to process the impressions you take on every day. As well as like resting your body physically, your brain, your mind needs the rest. But it's also, are you hydrated enough to allow your kidneys to filter waste and toxins out of your body? Are you eating well? Are you getting enough fiber to allow your digestive tract to do its job properly? Are you eating the things that will sustain a healthy gut flora? Are you not sugaring yourself up to the point where it becomes addictive? Are you not killing your liver with alcohol? It's so many things. And yet, even those components are not black and white. You can have a glass of wine now and then without killing your liver, even though the wine contains alcohol. You can have a piece of cake every now and then, as long as you don't make a meal out of it on a daily basis. You can, you know, sometimes you can have a totally disgusting, greasy, fiberless, proteinless pizza, which tastes disgustingly good, but is not doing your body any good. You can have that, as long as you don't do it every day. But I find myself thinking, when is it worth it? For the things I really want to get done, like the novel draft I promised myself to try and finish by the end of the year. I am willing to push myself for that. Yes, definitely. Because that book, once I finish it, is not going to go away. It's an asset that I will always have. But there are other things that I could totally do without a little bit more. I could stand to miss Twitter in exchange for an hour of sleep when I need it. I could stand to not be on Discord, despite the fact that many of my friends and fellow writers spend their time on Discord, and I love hanging out with them. In exchange for, like, the time it takes to cook a healthy meal. So yeah, I think the health scare and the exhaustion I came home with on Saturday are like maybe a push I need to get me thinking about health in a more conscious and more deliberate way. So yes, I want to start thinking of health as more than just the absence of illness or injury. And I want to be more conscious of when I am jeopardizing that balance and that health and what I'm jeopardizing it for. Yeah, lots to think about. What does health mean to you? Now, friends, I don't want to just sit here and talk to myself. I want to hear what you're thinking too. I want to hear how you experience this. You can find me on Twitter, even though I just said I would be there less often. I will get a notification if you ping me there, so feel free to do so. You can also find me on Discord, or you can email me at jazz@jasminearch.com. I would love to hear from you, so please do let me know. What does health mean to you, and what is health worth to you? And I will talk to you all some other time. Bye bye.